They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ball Up Top Podcast. I'm your host, Donovan Moody. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Tavares Johnson and Larson Pilot. Y'all say what's up?
What's up?
Okay. So we're here. First episode of Ball Up Top. It's been a long time coming. We've been planning this for months, I feel like. And we actually recorded the first two episodes, but somebody, their audio messed up. So, Larson, you have any explanation for that?
You know, I just blame it on technology these days, man. Technology sucks, so.
Yeah. Well, that's hopefully we don't have that problem this time.
Right, yeah, for sure, bro. Definitely.
Sure. Hopefully we don't have any more problems. So as we do this podcast, really it's just us talking sports. Basketball, football, overrated, underrated, rankings, tier lists, all those different things. So we'll be getting into that. Thank y'all for being on this ride with us. We appreciate it. There's more people that aren't able to join right now. Gannon's going to be on this with us, Grant, Jonathan, Jackson, and we're hoping to have some guests too. So if you're interested in joining the podcast, just shoot me a message and we'd love to get you on. Guys, we're here. First podcast. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, bro. About time.
Can't wait. Let's go. It's going to be a great podcast. Can't wait to hear. What'd you say, Larson?
It made it out of the group chat.
It made it out of the group chat. I know some of y'all were worried, like, when is this coming? It's here.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to get into our topic for today. But before we do that, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. So let's check it out. And we don't have a sponsor. So we're about to get straight into it right now. But if you're interested in sponsoring, shoot us an email. Tavares, what's the Ball Up Top email?
BallUpTop24@gmail.com. Email BallUpTop24@gmail.com if you're interested in sponsoring us. So, yeah.
Yeah. Also, send us any, like, topics you want us to cover, and we'll try and get it in. But our topic for today, so we're 2 weeks into the NBA season. We're going to keep it simple for the first episode. We're going to rank the top 10 players of the NBA season 2 weeks in, okay? I doubt it'll be the same ranking at the end of the season, but we'll see. But we're going to try and get this. I think, guys, we should probably start at 1 and then work our way back to 10. There's been a lot of good basketball on this season. Some surprising things. Some teams aren't looking as good. And I'm sure we'll get to all of that. But let's start with the best player in basketball for this NBA season so far. I want to hear what you guys think. First off, I know who I'm picking.
My number one player is Nikola Jokic. He's been playing great this season. And I mean, it's just going to show that he's still the same player. He's always been, you know, not really caring. He just plays basketball and just does what he does. So, yeah, Nikola Jokic so far is averaging 30 points per game, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists while shooting 50% from the field. That's kind of outrageous as a center in the NBA. It's just like, I mean, it kind of just goes to show how dominant he is at his position. It's just like, come on, you know what I'm saying? The Nuggets are 4-3. It doesn't really come to show, you know, with their team, but Nikola Jokic is by far having the best season out of anybody in the NBA. So, yeah.
So that's where I'm going to slow you down at. Larson, I don't know if you have anything to chime in here, but I wouldn't say by far. I actually think there's somebody that's having an equally impressive, if not better, season. And that's Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers.
I completely agree.
Yeah. You agree with that, Jackson?
I completely agree.
That's how I know I'm right. Let me read some of these stats for you. Okay. How many points did you say Jokic averaged, Tavares?
30.
Okay. Anthony Davis is averaging almost 33 points a game. He's averaging 32.6.
Ooh.
Check this out. Basically 12 rebounds. He's not averaging as many assists. I'll give Jokic that. He's averaging 3 assists. Wait, is that right? Yeah, 3 assists, and then 1.6 steals and 1.7 blocks on 57% field goal. His three-point shooting is terrible. It's like 20%. And what's his free throw? Free throw's like average, 79. But regardless, he's playing amazing. He's definitely a defensive player of the year candidate, MVP candidate. This is the most points he's ever averaged in a season. He's kind of officially taken the crown from LeBron in terms of the Lakers' best player. And the Lakers are playing good basketball. So that would be my candidate for number one. Jackson, Larson, y'all want to chime in on this? Maybe
I completely want to chime in. I've gone as far to already say that Anthony Davis is an MVP candidate. I think he's going to keep this up for the entire season. I've gone on record saying that. You can quote me right there if you haven't heard me say it before. Okay. But I think Anthony Davis will win his first MVP, which is statistically going to be the first time someone on LeBron James' team has ever won MVP while LeBron James was on that team. I think Anthony Davis is going to make history today.
Okay.
No reaction.
Okay.
They've only played six games, buddy.
Larson,
you really think through six games, LeBron has been known to have rocky starts, okay? He's been known to be slower in the first half of the season, okay?
True,
you don't think
true.
LeBron's not going to turn up? Like, it's six games. Sure, Anthony Davis, he's stepping up while LeBron has not been doing so hot. But, like, I feel like it's a little bit of an overreaction, but, I mean, I can hear you think your thoughts.
I completely agree. I think LeBron will also, quote-unquote, turn up. But I think his turn-up is going to be Anthony Davis' sidekick. I really do. I think this is the year in which the Los Angeles Lakers have a new Laker in town. And the face of the Lakers right now will still be LeBron James, obviously. But the best player on the Lakers will be Anthony Davis. The brow, the goat, Anthony Davis.
Larson,
this is his first.
Larson, I first would argue that when LeBron starts playing better, Anthony Davis will have even more opportunity to be great. Those shots are going to get easier.
It's not crazy to say that.
Those passes he's making to LeBron will turn into assists. Maybe he can get up to four or five assists per game. So I'm going with AD as best player. I think Jackson is too. Tavares said Jokic. Larson, who did you – you didn't really say anybody.
Now, I don't want to get any – start any controversy or anything, but I don't think I would have a clear – there's no clear number one for me. Now, there is a notable player that's up there that's on the rise. And I just want to talk about the return of Ja Morant. What are y'all's thoughts on that? How is he playing? How are the Grizzlies looking? Stuff like that.
I think
the Grizzlies are looking great, honestly. Listen, they lost last night against the Nets. They lost by two. Ja Morant has been playing great, averaging 25 and almost 10 assists per game.
No, he is?
Yeah, he is.
25?
No. 20 points per game, 5 rebounds.
I was like, dang. Yeah. That's still good, though. It's just not.
Zach Edey has been playing great. However, I wouldn't say Ja Morant is anywhere close to top 10 right now.
That's
I agree.
I definitely would say top 15, but not top 10.
I say the Grizzlies are doing all right. They still have a bit of an injury bug. I feel like if they were completely healthy, they'd be one of the top teams. But, yeah, Ja Morant's not top 10 this season, I don't think. But he's still playing great. Good to see him back in action. So, I think we should put AD first, and it sounds like Jokic probably second. What y'all thinking?
I'm thinking Tatum second.
Tatum second?
Okay, let's get first down first. AD first.
Anthony Davis is single-handedly the best player in the National Basketball Association right now.
Larson, sure. AD first or Jokic?
I think we can all agree AD.
Sure.
Yeah,
AD. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So we got AD
playing
first.
Pretty solid, so.
Jokic has been amazing, so he's a candidate for second. And then, Jackson, you said to Tatum second? Tell me about that.
We have the best player on the best team in the East. Actually, that's the Cavaliers. I'm tripping. But either way, he's still the best player on the second best team in the
league. Let's be real. The Celtics better than the Cavs, bro.
The Celtics are way better than the Cavs. This is honestly just a fluke startup for them. Honestly, I think they're gonna start.
The Cavs are gonna be good, but yeah.
I'm thinking they're max in the playoffs, fourth seed. I don't see them getting third. Definitely not second, and most definitely not first. Is that crazy to say?
It's not crazy to say, but they got a really good team and are off to a great start. I would say them as probably a top three seed.
I can see that. Evan Mobley's going to do some good things this year. And I think Evan Mobley's going to really, you know, shine this year. I think Darius Garland's going to do his thing. Donovan Mitchell's obviously been doing his thing. So I'm interested.
It would take a crazy start.
I don't really know about Jason Tatum being two. I mean, his numbers are great. But if you compare his numbers to Jokic's numbers, I don't really see, like, you know, Tatum is. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta understand. Throughout over the last eight games, basically Jokic has been averaging a triple double each game while shooting over 50% from the field. You know,
I would vote Jokic.
So, however, Jason Tatum's numbers aren't great: 30 points per game, 7 rebounds, 5 assists while shooting just below 50% from the field. It's still great. But I'm not saying that's not bad. And obviously, he has a better team right now because the Celtics are 7-1. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, as of right now, I think the better player is Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think Nikola Jokic is second. Tatum is up there, but it's kind of clear Jokic is better. Larson, you got any input? Or?
Yeah, so there is a notable player I have. I'm gonna go with Jason Tatum as well. Celtics are definitely hot. Have only lost one game the whole year. Definitely stepping up after Jaylen Brown pretty much like took the shine in the playoffs. So, give me Jason Tatum at number two.
Okay. So it seems like we have a tie, a 2-3 tie. We're tied for second place between Tatum and Jokic. I'm not mad at that at all. Okay, now we're looking at fourth place. Anybody have a name they want to throw out?
I don't think it's blasphemous to say LaMelo Ball is the fourth best player in the league.
That's not crazy to say. That's not crazy to say at all.
I don't think it's crazy to say that.
With that logic, you're saying that LaMelo Ball is the best point guard in the league right now?
No, I'm saying No.
Yeah, that's what you would be saying.
I think as of right now, in the nine games that have been going on, I think LaMelo Ball, sure, I'll say it. I'll go on record saying this. I think LaMelo Ball is the best point guard in the league. But I think by the end of the season, that crown will go back to Ja Morant. But right now, I think as of election day, November 5th, 2024, I think, yes, LaMelo Ball is the best point guard in the league.
Y'all go vote. Go vote or die. Okay, so you got LaMelo. I'm going to pitch Giannis. Just because he's been doing his thing. Now, hear me out. The Bucks are like 1-7 or something crazy like that. But Giannis is averaging. Let me pull up his stats. Let's get Tavares and Larson's thoughts while I'm pulling up Giannis' stats.
I was about to say Giannis, and I do have his stats pulled up if you want me to go ahead and say it. But Giannis, definitely. Team's definitely not looking too hot. Got blown out by the Grizzlies. Saw that the other night. Not been playing well, but his stats are pretty good. So he got 31 points, 12.3 rebounds, and 6.3 assists, shooting 63 from the field. Now, field goal percentage it's okay. He's ninth in the league in that, but besides that, I think he's playing fairly well. And if his team was good, could be contender for MVP.
Yeah, I think, those stats are kind of ridiculous. You have LaMelo stats, Jackson?
Yeah, I do. 28, really rounded up, that's 29 points per game. He is getting 4.6 boards and 5.7 assists. But you got to see him in action.
What are those shooting percentages?
46%
You said 46?
Yeah, from the field.
What's 3-point?
Let's see. 3-point shots.
We've had some better stats out there, but I think,
39% from the three.
That's not bad at all for a guard.
Yeah, it's not bad considering the player that he is. He's not really a 3-point shooter, like for real.
I was using Luka's. My fault. Yeah, no, it's not Luka's better. What? I was using Luka's shooting percentage from three. Luka's shooting 32%.
Okay, so I'm going Giannis. Larson's Giannis. Jackson's LaMelo. Tavares break the tie, or tie up whichever one.
I was actually going to go Luka.
Luka?
I was going to go Luka.
That's interesting because Luka's having a rough season so far, especially from his standards, especially shooting the ball. So why would you say that?
I'm going to go Luka because it's Luka. Like, come on. However, him shooting the ball has not been great. 40% from the field. It's not Luka-like at all.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, if you look at his stats, 29 points per game, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. That's still Luka-like. You know what I'm saying?
It's good, but the efficiency is down, bro.
Yeah.
I think we got to be honest on this one.
Yeah. So, however, my choice is Luka, but to break the tie, I'll go Giannis.
Okay, Giannis at 4. We're at 5. We've got LaMelo on the board. We've got Luka on the board. Me, personally, I'm going to throw out a guy that's kind of new in this level of player, but he's not really getting the attention he deserves, and that's Paolo Banchero from the Orlando Magic.
Not crazy.
First rookie ball of the year goes to him. I'm going to pull up the stats here. But
I could put
I would
for
be
you.
Very comfortable. You got him?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
Yeah, I got him.
Right now, Banchero is averaging 29 points per game, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, while shooting 50% from the field. And wait for it, he's only played 5 games out of the 8 games of the season.
Yeah, he had an oblique injury, which is unfortunate because he was killing it. Did you say his 3-point percentage, by the way? What was his 3-point percentage?
His 3-point percentage is 34.
So 15% from the field, 34%. For a forward, that's about what you would expect. That would be my personal, even though he's only played 5 games, that would be my personal number 5. I'd be willing to bring him down because he hasn't played as many games, but his play has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I believe that he's a real contender to win most improved player of the year.
Yeah, that shouldn't be how the award goes, but yeah, I might give it to those type of players.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I wouldn't be mad at Paolo at 5.
Okay. Jackson, LaMelo, Paolo, how you feeling?
It's interesting. I mean, I like it, but, you know, to be fair, only 5 games in out of the 8. That's what – I'm not the best at math, but if I'm a betting man, that's, what, 60% of the games. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of – you know, if I'm 6'10". What's up?
I said that also speaks to how good he's been because the Magic have looked pretty bad without him on the court. They can't really score the ball. It's just Franz and Suggs trying to get buckets.
Pretty fair point.
But he has missed time. I'd be down to go LaMelo here. I would put LaMelo over Luka because of efficiency. And,
Hold on, time out. Y'all know who we need in this call?
Who?
Josh Mickle.
Okay. Never thought Josh Mickle would get a shout-out on this, but shout-out to Josh Mickle.
You know?
Why
should he have his own podcast?
Shout-out to Josh.
Yeah,
gotta do a collab.
You never met, but I know about you, Mr. Mickle. So.
Yeah. We love we'll you, do a collab. Josh, over here. Yeah, facts.
We'll get him on the show.
Facts. For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
LaMelo? Go LaMelo?
At 5? Yeah.
LaMelo at 5. We'll hold on to Banchero because he's missed some time. Okay, so that's 5, right? LaMelo at 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. We're at six. Number six. Got Paolo out there. We got Luka. I don't think we're ready for him yet, though.
How are we feeling about Cat?
Cat? I don't Anthony. Think. I think I'd have his teammate over here above him.
Brunson.
Jalen Brunson. He's averaging okay. like 26.
I
want to
give a shout out to.
Seven.
I want to give a shout out to Anthony Edwards. Maybe throw his name out there.
It's been great.
Yeah.
His 3-point shot has been off the chain this year.
Better than Jaw? I would say so. I mean, 27, 5, and 3. Assists aren't looking good, but I mean, for especially for guard.
He's got Randall and Conley on his team. Like, they're going to get some of those playmaking.
I mean, we can kind of go ahead and pick a random guy for the 5 spot, but I want to go ahead and solidify Ja Morant as the 6th best player in the league right now. Because watch this. We can look back at a recent game against Milwaukee. Yeah, against Milwaukee when he had 21 in the first half. He almost had a whole triple-double in the first half. I mean, you don't just get that out of any other regular Joe. He's not a regular Joe. He's Ja Morant. Call 12. And then call 12, I don't want to put him behind 12. I want to put him above 12. I want to put him above 11, above 10. I want to put him at top 6. That's what I have for Ja Morant. Is that crazy to say?
Not gonna lie, I'm not well-spoken. Feeling that. I'm not
You're
feeling
not
that.
Well-spoken.
I think that Ja has been good, but at only 20 points per game, there's a lot of people that are scoring the ball better than him. He is getting those assists, though, which is his job as a point guard. But I think he'll either be at the tail end or might miss the list. We'll keep going, but I feel as if Paolo's been better. I know he missed time. I'd say Anthony Edwards has been better. And then we can look at who else we got. I'd rather go Paolo or Ant here. I think Larson kind of feels the same. Tavares, what you thinking?
I'm going to go Ant here.
Ant?
Yeah,
Donovan, I already mentioned Ant at over Paolo, in my opinion, but well, I had Paolo at 5, but I don't know who we put at 5. But yeah, definitely Anthony Edwards definitely up there. Yeah, Edwards definitely up there, especially with his scoring so high.
Let's just because Paolo is a weird one. We mentioned him in the top 5 because he's played that well, but he hasn't played all the games. So let's just make him an honorable mention for the list.
Yeah.
So we got LaMelo at 5, Ant at 6.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to 7. We got we got Ja on the board. We got Luka on the board. Who'd you say, Tavares?
I got a shout out though.
I said Tatum.
I thought we put Tatum at
2.
Oh, Tatum's
Yeah.
I got a shout out though. Shea. Now the only reason I say Shea, their team is undefeated. Okay, Thunder undefeated, one of two teams in the NBA. Yep, Thunder 7-0, as well as surprisingly the Cavaliers who are 8-0. But I mean, dude, solid 25 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. Not too bad considering their team's undefeated. I mean. Definitely got some people around them to help, but
wasn't his efficiency a little low though? What's his shooting splits?
His field goal is pretty bad. It's 47.
It's not bad at all.
That's not that bad for a guard, actually. What's his 3-point?
Let's see.
His 3-point shot is 34.
That's not that bad. I'd be willing to go.
No, I'm sorry. 28. I'm sorry.
Ooh. 28.
Yeah, that's. That's not what you want it to be. You want it to be at about 34 for a guard at least. So
yeah,
25, 6, and 7 is not too bad though.
Those are good stats. I'm sure he's getting good steals too. He's usually known for that. I'm not mad at Shea here. I would throw out Jalen Brunson. He's the engine for the New York Knicks. He's averaging 26 and I think 6 or 7 assists. With good efficiency, I think it's like 47 field goal, probably 40 or 39 3-point. If somebody wants to fact check me on that, so that would be my pick. over Shea. But actually, I wouldn't be mad at Shea because his team is undefeated. I could see him being above Brunson.
Have we already put Ball on the list, LaMelo?
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah, he's fifth. Yeah, he's fifth.
Okay.
So we going Shea here?
Yeah,
Jackson, are you eating here? Are you eating Halloween candy right now, bro?
I am.
Okay, maybe you should just mute that. Did you hear what we talked about though? With Shea being at this is seven, right?
I heard everything.
Okay, you have any comments for Shea?
I think SGA is a really good player. I think he's the best player on the best team in the West right now. I do, but I don't know if I'm putting him over LaMelo.
He's not over LaMelo.
Buddy, LaMelo's already been picked, dude. Oh, my God.
LaMelo's up here, bro. What'd you say?
I don't know. I think he's the bottom of the list. You know what I mean? I've always thought Shea was overrated. That's just me personally.
I mean, we're at seven now, so this is getting towards the bottom, you know?
Oh, we could put him at seven or eight.
All right, let's stick him at seven. We got Shea at seven. We got Brunson on the list. Luka's on the list. I've got a couple other names on here. We got Jaw on the board still. I want to throw somebody out that's been pretty amazing this year.
Me too.
All right, Tavares, throw yours out.
I want to go. With all faithful, Kevin Durant. Okay?
Kevin Durant. I'm not mad at that at all.
Over LeBron?
20? Yes.
Yes.
27 points per game, 7 rebounds a game, and 3.7 assists. 3.4 assists per game. And he's shooting 54% from the field. And from three, he's shooting 43%.
Yeah, those were insane shooting splits, especially given the fact that KD doesn't really do layups and drive to the basket. All his shots are like mid-range jump shots and stuff. So, I'm down to put KD here. The person I wanted to shout out is, I don't know how he's even getting a shout out up here, but it's Dennis Schroeder from the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets were supposed to be horrendous this year, but they're actually middle tier team. He's averaging 22 points, I believe 8 assists, and he's shooting 50% from the field as a guard and 50% from three. And he's leading them to wins. So I don't think he's been better than KD, but I would love to give him a shout out to be an honorable mention, if not on this list.
That's good. I mean, in 3 games straight, against the Bucks, the Nuggets, and the Grizzlies, he scored 25+. So, you know, that's just against great teams in the NBA with great point guard play. You know, Damian Lillard, Jamal Murray, and Ja Morant. You know, I mean, you're scoring 30 points almost on each of those teams. Kind of hard to do. So, yeah, giving props to him.
Larson, you feeling KD at 8?
Would y'all say Jaw is known for his defense, though? No.
It's a little off topic, bro.
Yeah. We're not really worried about that right now. But, sure.
KD at 8, Larson? I mean...
Huh?
Bruh, what do you think about KD at 8?
Yeah, I agree with that. His points and stats were and rebounds are pretty high, right?
Yeah, his efficiency is off the chain.
Yeah, and I mean, Suns are doing not bad. I mean, how you'd expect the Suns to play. So, yeah, that's not bad at number 8.
Yeah, I don't love the Suns team, but KD is a bright spot on there for sure. So, Jackson, you had a reaction with KD over LeBron.
Indeed,
LeBron
I did.
LeBron ain't even close to being on my list.
Are you serious?
Not that.
Yeah, he's had kind of an average start to the season.
But I'm looking for LeBron's stats right now.
Okay.
LeBron's averaging 22. Mm-hmm. Was that 7 and 8 basically? He's 7-2. That's pretty good.
What's the efficiency? What's the shooting splits? You got the shooting splits, bro?
Yeah, I'm pulling them up right now.
Okay. Just let us know when you have.
Yeah, he's shooting 50% from the field goal. Hold on, that might hold on. Yeah, his field goal percentage is 50. So that means half the shots he's shooting, he's making.
That's good. That's good.
And then his 3-point percentage is 44. This is
LeBron
the
goal. James?
LeBron James.
That's not bad, actually. I didn't think it was that good.
Okay. Listen. LeBron at 9 and KD at 8. How about that?
Yeah, let's go KD at 8. And then you said LeBron at 9?
Yeah.
Over Jalen Brunson?
Jalen Brunson. 10.
So
where's Ja? Where's Ja then? Where's Ja?
He's not top 5.
So where? Ja's not top 10?
No, he's not.
You're giving fans what they want now. You're giving some argument. I'm telling you right now, Ja Morant is top 10. I think Ja Morant's better than Jalen Brunson.
No way.
I think he's better than Jalen Brunson. I mean, you give Ja Morant Carlton Towns. You give Ja Morant. You give Ja Morant the Knicks. You see what Ja Morant does. I think he does a whole lot better than Brunson.
But you have to understand, Ja has his guys. He has Jaren Jackson. He has Bane. He has other great role players around him.
I think the Knicks do have a better talent on their team. But at the same time, this is their first year playing together. It's going to take some time to gel. But I see Jackson's point. Ja would do probably better or have a better record.
I don't know. The only reason I'm not going to take Ja over Brunson is because it's just – I don't think it's really – however, I will say Ja is not averaging as many points as Brunson is. But he is averaging more rebounds and assists than Brunson is.
Boom.
But Brunson's more efficient, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Brunson is shooting 46% from the field and 50% from three. And then Ja, on the other hand, is shooting 21% from three and 45% from the field. It's not really compatible when you come to a fantasy.
Not gonna lie, y'all are thinking points are everything, though. Scoring's everything. It's not.
Boom.
Hear me out.
It's not the game of basketball.
Boom. What Larson said.
What if... Okay, so we're at 8 with KD. KD is 8. What if we went 9, Brunson, 10, Ja Morant, and left LeBron off? Is anybody mad at that?
I'm mad at that.
You're mad at that?
LeBron and Ja, tie for 10. LeBron and Ja.
I still think Brunson's better than Ja. I still think Ja's better than Brunson.
So you want Ja at 9?
I do. And I want LeBron where KD is.
But do you understand that Brunson's averaging? Do you understand that Brunson's averaging 6 more points per game and shooting the ball better?
As Larson said, shooting and points aren't everything in the game of basketball. I think if anything, go to show how bad his team is.
If you had to rank how important scoring is the basketball is in basketball compared to every other skill, where would it fall?
You know, it's important. It's definitely, you know, I think it's up there with defense. I don't think I know it's up there with defense. I think it's 50-50. I think
so 1 and 2.
You gotta have more points at the end of the game to win the game. But the defense is also significantly important because you got to keep the points lower on the other end. And I think Ja Morant's a better defensive player than Brunson.
Okay, if you're gonna say how good the team is, both teams are sitting at 500. And while the Grizzlies have played 2 more games than the Knicks are 3-3, the Grizzlies are 4-4, they're both sitting at 500. So
yeah. Okay, I'm cool to do a nine spot tie with Ja and Brunson.
I like that. I can get down with that.
So we're leaving LeBron off.
No. Who's 10?
There's no 10 because
it's a tie at 9. So he'd have to be an honorable mention.
Jackson, you can also pick the homer pick, though, every time. Like, Ja, sure. I mean, he's mid right now. Like, saying the end of the season, at the end of the season, Ja, give me Ja, probably. But yeah. Right now, you got to – We got to be realistic with the top 10 right now. I don't know. Ja could be honorable mention. But I'm thinking Brunson 9, probably LeBron 10. But, I mean, I like Ja, though. Ja could be thrown in there, but, yeah.
Jackson, heated. Okay, let's go with – so, Jackson, LeBron or Ja?
I think LeBron statistically is having the better season than Ja. Same thing, I think, with Brunson. I think, statistically speaking, Brunson's having the better season. But if you watch those games, you can tell me, or tell me, I dare you to tell me, that Brunson's a better player than Ja. You can't. I'm saying strictly off of basketball. I'm not really much of a stat guy myself.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
For me, it's hard to separate Ja and Brunson. They're kind of, like, on the same tier and really right. Like, I can't pick one over the other. And they really play different games too, but they are both insanely good in their different ways. But yeah, this season Brunson's been better. So let's go Brunson 9, LeBron 10, Ja will maybe be here at the end of the year. You feeling that?
You know, I can get down with it for now, I guess, but you know, hey.
All right.
You want to send me okay. Lose some.
Tavares, Larson, y'all good with that?
I'm perfect with that.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so to review our top 10 list, number one, this is just for this season so far, 2 weeks into the league, into the year. Number one is AD. Tied for second is Jokic and Tatum. Fourth is Giannis. Fifth is LaMelo. Sixth is Ant. Edwards. Seven is wait, who was seven? Wait, hold on.
Shay.
Yeah, that's right. Seven was Shay. Then we got KD at 8, Brunson 9, LeBron 10. Honorable mentions, Ja Morant, first and foremost. Luka, he just needs to get his efficiency up. Dennis Schroeder probably won't be here at the end of the year. I also had Brandon Ingram on my radar, Damian Lillard, but his team's just not good enough, and Trae Young. Just as some other notable names that didn't make the list.
I like the list. I can get down with the list.
Good list. Good list. Okay. So that is our top 10 players of the year so far. If you agree or disagree, we want to hear about it. We'll be posting on Instagram, so let us know under that. But yeah, I think this is a pretty good list. I appreciate everybody for joining in and listening to our first episode of Ball Up Top. It's finally finished. Hopefully everybody's audio synced up and we're good to publish it. So
I'm praying about that right now, bro.
What's that?
So I said I'm praying about that right now, bro.
Yeah.
If somebody's audio messes up, getting kicked. I promise you.
Yeah. It might not make it out the group chat if it doesn't. But if it did, and you're listening to this, we appreciate y'all. Be on the lookout for episode 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But yeah, thanks for joining. We'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown.